Tis WA8KIM, wires X, connected to 21000. 8 nodes. Number 11921 in. Number 11718 in. Number 11718 out. 18070 out. Request from 11960. Number 11036 in. Number 18942 in. Number 18942 out. 11421 in. Number 18062 in. Number 18482 in. Number 18482 out. Number 18504 out. Number 11124 in.
At 9ZIP, and 9ZIP, KA6SUV.
And 9ZIP, good evening.
Yes, good evening. The handle here is like yours, Ken, and located in Bakersfield, California, and I
number
am
number 11477 in.
I just turned it on and thinking maybe there was a net, but I didn't hear anything, so the assumption is the net's not happening.
No, we haven't had a net at a frequency in a long time. Unless you're thinking of one of the other ones, one of the other rooms.
Yeah, they had one here three weeks ago. Oh my goodness gracious, I'm going up to an awful looking accident. Anyway, yeah, so I know Rusty said he wasn't going to be able to take it any longer, so I don't know what's, I guess we're not going to have it. There's another net on at 6 o'clock, or in, you know, the next hour, on America Link, and I've been joining that one in lieu of this.
Yeah, I'll probably be checking in on that one. I'll probably, log in there. I think the one you're thinking of might have been the Wisconsin, kind of sort of room. I think they had one around this. I could be wrong, but I think they might have had one.
Yeah, it's CQ America where we're at now, and that was... like I said, that was at, Pacific time. That was 5 o'clock. And that's been going on for about a year, but Rusty got some health issues and wasn't able to take it much longer. So tried to get somebody else to do it. I don't have the time to be faithful at it. I've stood in for him a few times when he's been away, but I can't be faithful at it to the errands. That's what I'm doing right now. Running errands.
Number 11182 out.
Oh, roger. Yeah, I didn't even know what room I was in. It shows you what I know. Yeah, I just got off work here about an hour ago, and I just turned the HT on. It was just listening, and, who knows where the repeater ends up. It changes all the time.
Okay, what's your QTH?
We're located here in northern Indiana. We're right on the southern tip of Lake Michigan.
Okay, real good. Yeah, I think I said earlier I was in Bakersfield, California, so if you're not familiar where that's at, we're approximately 110 miles north of Los Angeles in the southern end of the San Joaquin Valley.
Oh, roger, roger. Yeah, I love the Fusion. It's, you know, the audio is really good, and, you know, it seems like, yeah, every time I check the list, there's more and more, you know, nose and repeaters on, and it's growing, and, you know, I just really love it.
Yeah, that's really something I've enjoyed, too. I haven't been on it as much. I've been spending more time working on it, trying to get it going. We've had it sort of running halfway locally here, and last weekend I put a repeater up that I've been working with, getting it fine-tuned and everything. So that's what we're working on right now, and it's sounding really good. So all the work pays off in the long run, and everybody gets to enjoy it, and that's the part I
number
like.
Number
11170. Doing something that I'm proud to use, and I'm proud to have other people use it and enjoy it.
Oh, I agree 100%. Yeah, the issue that we have, you know, locally is the old-timers, you know, are really having a hard time embracing, you know, the digital mode, you know. And then, you know, you have a few that say, well, if I want to talk to somebody in California, I'll get on HF. I said, well, go ahead. Yeah, have fun at HF, you know. But I know at my QTH, I can hit the West Coast. I could do East Coast, you know, North, South. Yeah, I can get into Europe, but, you know, if go across the Illinois and head west, that's a rarity.
Number 11477 out.
Yeah, the thing with the using HF, it's not repeatable. You can't count on it. You don't know for sure that you can do something. And when you're using WiresX or Echolink or the IRLP, you know, as long as the Internet's up, you've got use of it. I'm not saying replace ham radio with the Internet, but, you know, our job is to use all the technology at our hands and create new technology along the way. So this is what we're...
Oh, I agree 100%. Yeah, it is just another tool in our toolbox, you know, for us to communicate, you know. And, yeah, if the Internet goes down, well, then we're local repeaters, you know. You know, it ain't like, you know, the repeaters are going to go away.
Right, and again, there's, like I said, the non-repeatable, the HF and stuff like that. Yeah, it's been kind of hard to get people to move over, and obviously, you know, price is one consideration, but it's not the only thing. A lot of it is people are afraid of things that they're not familiar with. So this week, Thursday, I gave a talk at the club meeting, and we had a pretty good turnout at the club meeting. I guess because they knew I was going to be talking, they knew I was into the digital, and I surprised them. I didn't talk about digital.
Number 11891.
I talked to them about how to use FM when on a digital machine. So that's basically what I talked to them about. That and also using the wires. Not the wires X, but the IRLP and Echolink. I wanted them to be aware of how to use it properly on our repeater, because I have a few changes when you go into using those modes that sets the repeater up so that you don't have other issues. Back to you there, Ken.
Last week we have our Wires X on our UHF. Yeah, you know, and we just basically, you know, fuzzed that up to be a digital only access. And then our, you know, VHF is a digital or analog, either one. And that has, you know, the echo link attached to it. You know, and then we have another UHF, which is just an analog only. You know, so it's like, you know, there's something there for everybody to play with, you know, so. And then, of course, you have some, I go, well, I can't use that repeater no more. It's all a digital. I go, but you got all these other choices. They're at the same site. The coverage is the same.
Number 11036 out.
Yeah, well, we, there's a, the club I, you know, spoke at this week was the main club here, and there was a group of us about 4 years ago. We just started meeting, and in the last 4 years, our group has grown for a Saturday morning coffee and breakfast, and this is every Saturday. We
number
get,
11891
well, today I think we had about 22 people there. And that's more than the club frequently gets in a monthly meeting.
Oh, that's
number
really
one,
good.
Out.
Yeah, our numbers and our membership have been, you know, going up the past, you know, for 4 to 5 years. We've been really aggressive at it.
Number 11891
Yeah, you know, and I think a lot of it has been due to that we have been taking pretty much all of our annual revenue, and we're investing it back into, you know, the membership or the club. You know, okay, what do you want? You know, we aren't just trying to build a bank account. You know, okay, we have some extra money. Okay, let's go ahead and, you know, put in a new repeater, or let's put in a new antenna system, or well, whatever, you know, the membership wants, you know, to improve, you know, what they have. And it really has paid off. Our the numbers have increased. I think at last count, our membership was at 65, and the total amateurs in our county is about 330. So that's a good number.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a good proportion there. You know, unfortunately, we got a lot more amateurs, and I think I saw the roster. They emailed it to me. I think there's about 70 people on the roster, paid members. So it's not like it should be, and we've got a couple people on the board that just like to nix everything. They don't like to change, and HF is where it belongs, and that's all they really think. And because of that, the numbers have gone down over the years. Way back in the 80s when I was real active in the club, we had a very progressive club at the time, but we had those same guys there, but they were outnumbered. Now they're controlling the whole thing, and it's sad. That's why our numbers of our coffee group has moved up, and we're the ones that are putting in the
number
repeaters.
Number 12515
out. You know, all the fusion stuff. So it's the way to do it, and this way we're a group. We're not we don't have a board. We do what we feel we need to do, and we don't have to ask anybody. That's the best way to do it. We spend our own money, so we don't have to account to anybody for it. I'm going to be picking up my wife here, so I'm going to go ahead and bail
number
on
one,
you
one,
here.
Two, four, seven,
so it's been a pleasure having you right with me, and I've enjoyed the conversation. Maybe we'll meet again here. This is KA6SUB in Mobile, Bakersfield. We'll be clear, and we'll be standing by for your final there, Ken. Have a good evening and a good week.
All right, Ken, 73's GA. You have a good one. Tell your lovely bride I said hello. This is November 9th, Zulu, India, Papa, Michigan City, Indiana. Adios.
KA6SUV, KI4DNT. KA6SUV, KA6SUV, KI4DNT, Newport Richie, Florida calling.
Okay, Lottie, this is Ken, KA6SUV, Bakersfield. I just got back in the car. I thought I heard somebody calling me. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I was just wondering, I haven't heard you in a while, how you been, number one. And number two, I haven't been in the, you know, Yaesu Fusion net in a while. Is that still going, or what's the scope on that?
Well, you know, Rusty bailed on that because of some health issues, so I don't know, nobody's picked it up, and I can't be
number
faithful
one,
to it. You know, I ran the net a couple times when Rusty hasn't been around, but I don't want to jump in there and take it because I will fail, you know, and I don't want to start something
number
I know
one,
I can't
zero,
finish,
three,
so. Somebody needs to pick it up, and I'm not sure who would like to do it, but he asked a couple times, and then he just had to tone back up again. So I know he's got some hearing problems, and it's tough for him to pick everything out, and I think he has a couple other health issues, too. So, okay, back to you there.
Okay. All right, I was just wondering, you know, what was going on with that, so I guess pretty much that died out then if no one is picking it up there. That's too bad so sad there. All right, Ken, I know you were on your way out there. I don't want to hold you. Like I said, I want to see how you were doing and how that was, you know.
Number 11575 out.
Happening and all that, so, all right, good to hear you again, and we'll catch you there later, KF4DNT.
Hey, like, I've been also going over to the other net at, you know, in the next hour, over there on the American Link, and I've been, the last couple of weeks, I've been checking in there, because it seems to be pretty active, and there's I think a few more people there that have got some knowledge and have been meeting there. So you know, and I don't mind them meeting here at this time and just chew the fat when I can. That's what I did last weekend too. So okay, yeah, I just picked up my wife and we're heading back home. So we'll talk to you a little later. It's good hearing from you again. And maybe I'll, if you check in on that other net at America Link, we'll hear you there. KA6SUV, Mobile, Bakersfield,
California. All righty then, yeah. Yeah, I'll, actually that's in a half hour. I'll be at 9 Eastern time. So, yep, I'll listen to that one. All right, mobile safe, and we'll catch you later there. KA6SUV, KF4DNT. I see that M4DLW, Dave, just logged in. M4DLW, Dave, how you doing, man?
KA4DNT, M4DLW, mobile. Hey, good evening, how are you doing? Oh, I see what's going on here. I guess, sound like this net died, but oh well. Alright, well, that's right. I talked to you last Sunday night. I can't get back to you. It was a busy week. And I'm trying to catch up. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Been in the house for half of the day, at least. I am the guy back up for the day, so spent most of my day today in the house. Yeah, last time you and I spoke was Saturday, actually. Yeah, we're calling back from Huntsville. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, I got to see now the guy, Vito Park has that, I took him with handheld. I can't believe they're asking $649 for that handheld. For something that does not bring anything new to the plate.
Okay, 4GNGN, so are you still there?
Yeah, you didn't hear my transmission? You don't hear me at all? Can you hear me now there, Dave? M4DOW, yeah, 4GNT.
Yeah, he was telling me about the radio and gigaports. They can't do 650. I don't know, that's the way they start out sometimes. That's why I'm waiting. I got something interfering. Let me turn it off. There. Our 6 meter repeater's up here and raining again. It's making noise of a little squelch, I guess. Sure a nice radio, though. Too bad it's D-Star, but... that's pretty nice. I might have Bluetooth built into a handheld. I may get one, but not right now. Did they say when it'll be delivered? I thought they said 2 weeks, but I was just nuts, and they said 2 months, October. But I don't know, I thought they told said 2 weeks. Back to you. I don't know if our announcement's on the... I'm on the Brandon repeater, actually. I don't know if our announcement's... Not yet, I don't know what, but... I didn't hear you for a bit, but I heard you up to the point you talked about. You don't believe it. But I believe it. They think it's what's worth. It's probably not too much more than the first D-Star radio they have. It seemed like I paid that much. Nearly. Maybe it was the mobile. I don't know. Or a handheld.
Yeah, I haven't paid that much for a D-Star radio at all. The very first one, you know, the ID-800, if you remember that one, I paid for $530, and then the next one was $479, you know, the 880H. You know, the last one I bought, the handheld, the 51 Alpha 50 Anniversary, paid $299 for that one, so yeah. I don't jump into new toys like that because they tend to be overpriced. They just throw them out there to see if it sticks. And like I said before, that rate is not bringing anything new to the arena. Bluetooth, so what? You know, those radios out there with Bluetooth connectivity already. APRS, so what? There's APRS out there and a lot of radios already. And D-Star, yeah, so what? There's a lot of D-Star radios out there, so there's nothing new on it. What's new is just that it carries the Kenwood name, that's all.
220. It's a radio that's got everything. It's got the THF6 with the 220 and all the sideband stuff that you can receive. It's got a horn package, which is kind of surprising. And it's got a nice color screen. This Yaesu's color screen is disgusting. It's not even color. It's black and white, and it looks disgusting. Got little LEDs on the edges. I hate it. I'll give him credit for that, the FT2. My FT2 the other night had no receive. I was gone. I couldn't receive anything. And it seemed like I ended up putting it in the dual mode, something inside and bought it and started working. I couldn't figure out what the heck was going on. Turn it on, turn it off, hit the wires button. Why is X button on and off? And I wasn't receiving it. I thought maybe it was broke, but then it cleared up. So I switched it into dual mode.
Oh, and I don't know what to answer you on that one because I don't own an FD2, so don't know what to tell you about that. Yeah, there's some other guys out there that have the FD2, but I don't have one. One day, maybe. One day. If I have enough money. Oh, man. Is George playing with Fusion at all? Is he radioactive at all? I've tried his machine, you know, from work a couple of times a week and nothing. Not even on analogs.
He's getting therapy again and he calls out on the 440 analog a lot. I catch him. Sometimes I don't have time. I don't know. Hey, I wonder if anybody else has heard that problem I was talking about. It says there's 11 people out here, but yeah, they're disconnected. My FT1 will not receive unless I hit the squelch. It brings receive back sometimes. I don't know why it does that either. You know, this FTM400, I get a lot of clicks and pops. I don't know if my APS is doing it or what. So I don't know if anybody else wants to jump in here. In four, just pull in the drive.
All right, Dave. I'm just pulling in your driveway there. I'll let you go then. And I'm going to switch over to American Link there. Good hearing you there, Dave. We'll catch you later on. N4DLW, K4DNT.
Number 18942 in.
Oh, you like good hearing you. I was talking through the Wesley Chapel computer this morning. I'm not sure. It was probably connected to Alabama Link, I think. That's what I've heard. And then the guy in, another repeat guy was local, wasn't it, on there too? Land Lakes. I didn't know they had a repeater there too. So there's several of them. I think that's why he's on a repeater there.
Yeah, I told you about that one. 145-330 in Atlanta Lakes. Yeah, that's also a fusion repeater. There's an option in between there that we could talk. And you already have the one in Spring Hill that I gave you, you know, the frequency, so there's a couple of options there. But I'm mostly listening on the one in Spring Hill. Because the local guy is having to be there. So, all right. I'll let you go there. And 4DLW, K4DNT.
I got some other news. Buddy's got a 991. Talked to him today this morning. So, he likes it. He got it to use for another reason, though. Because the HF, because of the 144-432, you can use it with an amplifier. So that'll be his setup for his weak signal drivers. How about that?
Ah, okay. For a minute, I thought you were going to say that. He had bought a fusion repeater. But was not the case. I don't know. A lot of people say different things about the 991, but the most common problem on that radio that I've heard about from a lot of people that own it is that it's not so great on the low bands, especially on the receive. So, you know, I'm just repeating what they say. There's a lot of reviews out there about that. Now, there's a new 991A that's got a band scope and a lot of other new features. But anyway, that's, like I said, that's what I've heard. and I hope that we can hear confusion and, you know, buddy here. Although, he'll probably be on his closest machine, and why it's closer to him. That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe the 444.9? I don't know.
Well, I gave him that frequency. He had heard about Wesley Chapel, and he can get on this, the abandoned repeater. I don't know, you probably can't get an abandoned repeater from out there. But, he's got his beams. Heck, he could, direct. Anyhow, there was one other thing I had thought about. I think I forgot it, so, I'll let you go. We'll get off of here. Get some real ones to do something. And the oldest go to net too, I suppose. That's a long net, if I remember. Can't trigger my mind. oh well. Oh, the Lakeland repeater is going to go auto mode. He said after the meeting, which was Labor Day, so. Because I guess they're going to tell him, you know, put it in a don't squelch or mode and they won't hear the data, and they're going to go to auto mode, and I think they're going to get a note to who, so. That's good. It's more and more getting set up the way they should be. Alright, I'll let you go unless you have something else. And forward to you. Thanks for listening. Yeah, here's the news, right? And forward to you. Benefit.
Okay, Dave, yep, that's good to hear. Very good to hear that finally that repeater is using the other capability of the other machine. Alright. Good hearing you. 7-3. We'll catch you later on. And for DOW, CAT4GNT.
Number 11404 out. Number 11247 out. Number 11036 out. Number 11921 out. Number 11124 out. Number 11421 out. 11047 in. Number 18927 out. Number 11899 out. Number 11047 out. Number 11581 in. Number 11581 out. Number 18942 out. Number 18038 out.